Washington State Auditor Troy Kelly was elected to root out waste and fraud in state and local government. Now the first-term Democrat faces federal charges that he defrauded escrow company customers and the IRS. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been digging into Kelly's past and begins a two-part series with an inconsistency and a mystery.
First, the mystery. In Klamath Falls, Oregon, near the California border, there's an attorney named Neil Buchanan.
Primarily, I'm now doing estates, trusts, wills.
Over the years, Buchanan has also helped clients set up limited liability corporations. Sometimes, Buchanan is listed as the company's registered agent. That's how I found him. In 2003, Troy Kelly registered his company, United National LLC, in Oregon, and named Buchanan as the registered agent. But when I called Buchanan, he said he'd never heard of Kelly or his company. Buchanan then checked his files.
I'm something of a dinosaur. I still use 3x5 cards.
Buchanan says he looked up United National and Troy Kelly.
And did not come across any indication that I either have a closed file or an open file on either of those entities, which struck me as a tad odd.
Odd because Buchanan says he would have a record if he had helped set up that company in Oregon. So then he thought maybe he did it as a favor. Turns out Buchanan has a 6 degrees of separation type connection to Troy Kelly.
If you can call it a connection.
Buchanan's former legal assistant is the former mother-in-law of one of Kelly's past business associates. Buchanan checked with his former employee to see if she might have authorized the use of his name as the company's registered agent. The answer back was no. Asked his reaction to being pulled into the saga of an indicted state auditor.
I would prefer not to have been.
Buchanan's not the only person who claims Kelly used their name without their permission. A decade ago, the website for United National listed Columbia Bank manager Calvin Pearson and California attorney Theodore Sabini as board members. Both men told me recently they were never board members. Now for the inconsistency. The crux of the federal case against Kelly is that he pocketed more than $1 million that should have been refunded to escrow company consumers and then schemed to avoid paying taxes on the money. In a 2010 deposition, Kelly said his company, which did business as the Post-Closing Department, or PCD, earned its fees by charging for things like writing a letter. And Kelly said those charges were noted on a spreadsheet. Here's Kelly under oath answering questions from an attorney named Scott Smith.
Was there a separate column for each of the different types of charges that PCD had? For example, a column labeled something like PCD follow-up charge?
Yes.
PCD write a letter charge?
Yes.
Okay. But Dee Lamb, a former employee of Kelly's, remembers differently. I spoke with her by phone from Ohio, where she now lives. Did you charge if you had to write a letter, for instance?
No, I did not.
Did the spreadsheet have a place where you could insert a charge for, say, writing a letter or making a phone call or other kind of ancillary activities?
Not that I had.
Kelly would not comment for this story. He previously said under oath that the spreadsheets were destroyed in a fire or lost when a computer broke and he gave it away. Kelly did defend his business ethics to reporters on the day his indictment became public last month.
My business practices in my work around real estate and reconveyances are squarely in line with industry practices. Let me say that again. They're squarely in line with industry practices.
Questions about Kelly's past business practices are nothing new. They were an issue in a lawsuit Kelly settled for $1 million in 2011. Questions were again raised in 2012 when Kelly was running for state auditor. But it was never enough to derail Kelly's political ambitions or get him in trouble with the law until now. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.